Good Erev Shabbos. We're about to begin the Bez Hashem Shir number 146, Svarim Rav Zelig Pliskin, and other Svarim and sources regarding self-confidence and healthy self-esteem. And he says basically that very often you look at yourself in a limited way, and other people see you as such in that limited way. And what happens sometimes is when a person transforms, there's a transforming moment in that person's life, and he or she manages to muster some great courage and make a change. That is a moment of transformation. It's a total game changer in life, and that act of courage becomes part of who you are, and that act of courage gives you that what he calls a shot of confidence to be able to go to the next level. Very often a person has or was considered a very mediocre student, a weak student even, and when he has a new teacher, see something special in that person, teacher believes in that student, and from then on the student starts believing in himself or herself. And that interaction gives that student a shot of confidence. You see sometimes people that are shy, withdrawn, that on a Purim Suda, all of a sudden they're the life of the party, they drink a little bit, they're outgoing, they're in front of crowds, they sing and dance and have energy that you never saw before. So that Purim experience gave him a certain confidence, not seeing himself as shy anymore, and recognizing that that confidence was always in his mind and soul. And you could access those states. I saw this a lot, by the way, in camp, where color war went to an extreme in, you know, them competing in many ways, whether it's athletics, but it was also pertaining to songs, songwriting, drawing, writing speeches for drawing, music pertaining to choirs, acting and expressing acting pertaining to plays, comedy skits, or grand plays, or things like that. And what I saw was something unbelievable. It went, as color war is in camp that I saw it, a lot overboard, where when it came after color war, usually Thursday night it ended, and Friday it was like, you know, it took to recover like 3-4 days to recover. But the energy and the ingenuity and the talents that came out then really brought a lot of people out. And camp experience did that a lot. So that's just an example of one concept. Someone who is shy about fundraising pretends to be a fundraiser as a game, but then tries to do it for real, and it works, and they're surprised, how did it work? So the bottom line is that very often when a person lacks a certain self-confidence, they're missing just that boost, that what he calls shot of confidence, that could come from an external source or something that you wake up to. And it's really what that happens in people's lives, that when they get that, they should seize upon it, recognize that they have that ability. He says as follows in an anecdote that's very crucial here. He says, someone with a very critical spouse once told me that because of the spouse's constant criticism, I felt a total lack of confidence. I was told that whenever I explain anything, I'm unclear. I was told that I'm a very poor listener. I was told that I was lazy, and I was told that I was selfish. And after hearing these critical messages from my spouse over and over again, my self-confidence was at an all-time low. And I thought my spouse's judgment was an accurate reflection of my capabilities and of my character traits and my potential. But fortunately, I met someone professionally who had a much more objective view of me. This person was not critical of the way I explained things, of the way I listened, and of my character traits. Instead, this person was a master bringing out the strengths in people and giving them a stream of positive feedback. I began to realize that the way anyone sees us has a lot to do with our own mindsets, with their mindsets and their character traits. This positive person saw my strengths and enabled me to flourish in ways that I had not flourished before. I'm able to improve in these areas that I have been criticized about. Now my spouse is much less critical than before, and I've developed positive responses to critical feedback. Here you see a few amazing things. Number one is pertaining to Shalom Bayis, as one of the main core aspects of this group is, how very, very important it is, a husband and wife, not to be that very critical spouse. And to learn to do the opposite of that, to be like those teachers or those educators that see the best in them and bring that out. That doesn't mean you bury things under the rug. Doesn't mean you don't discuss difficult subjects when they come up. But it can be done without that severe criticalness that's often seen between a husband and a wife and a wife to a husband. That could really, really hurt their relationship, hurt the other person, and ultimately they're hurting themselves. And this idea of seeing a person in a new light, whether it's a teacher or an educator, just seeing someone with a fresh pair of eyes, because it's very often these labels that other people give you, and then what you do is you self-label yourself. And we're the opposite of that, being the Talmidim of Aharon Avinu and the Talmidim of Aharon HaKohen, of Ayin Toiva. You know, between husband and wife, Ayin Toiva, and when you see everyone else to with a tremendous Ayin Toiva. It's a very, very important concept. Now, with a person pertaining to themselves, yes, they need to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. We can't fool ourselves from our own faults that we have. We need to work through it. We can't get discouraged either. When you feel discouraged, you look for glimmers of hope. You look for good things. You look at people who took care of you that made a big impact on your life and who made you feel good and saw the good in you, and you start believing in that. To recognize that your life is full of meaning. To also allow yourself room for error. Fresh starts don't always work out as planned. Path to happiness and self-esteem is not linear. You may need to welcome some missteps along the way and many fresh starts along the way, because these missteps are all part of the authentic life journey. That's why tshuva is before the world is built in, the self-correction aspects of things, but not to let it crush you. Part of this is we talked today about the transformational concept of having a boost of self-confidence through an act of courage. But another way of doing it is taking the very small steps. Small steps in your life can help you make big changes in your self-esteem. Don't underestimate the importance of little decisions you make each day. Don't underestimate the small actions that help you make yourself a priority. Sometimes you have to say no to a request. Sometimes you have to do a mindful practice. You write a journal, small steps towards the goals that you want to have. So the idea being behind this is the concept with self-esteem and generally working on your midos is to every day take baby steps in going out of your comfort zone. Going a little bit out of your comfort zone, not so much that it makes you not feel safe because then you'll retreat, but enough to give you some sense of discomfort, but something you could handle. For example, if there's even a sentence of something that you know you need to say to a loved one or a friend or a relative, but you just can't get yourself to say it, but you know it's the right thing to say, to push yourself to say it. It won't kill you, it won't hurt you. So that's what I mean. Very often, people have either or. Either I'm, you know, it's too hard for me to totally go out of my comfort zone. I can't handle it. I need my routines. I need to retreat back. It's too hard for me. You know, if it is too hard for you at this time, you could let it go. But don't give it up. Every day, those little baby steps of what you can do, you do and you take pride in it. And it develops, like developing a muscle, it'll help you. It'll help you. Spiritual self-care, davening, talking to Hashem is very, very important. Becoming independent from your unhealthy mind, sometimes the mind that tells you you're not good enough, You only listen to a voice that's loving and accepting, and also a voice that is encouraging you to get better. Again, that's not a blindness to your faults. It's people make this mistake again and again and again, where they feel that if you're, you're loving towards yourself, you're going to be blind to your own chesreinus and you won't fix anything. Now, in our culture, a lot of people do that. They're always right. They can't handle seeing something wrong in themselves. But here is the happy medium of it. You see the wrong in yourself, but you say it with a loving and accepting voice. Like Rav Tversky once said, where his father always used to say when he misbehaved as a child, is pasnished, which means that it doesn't befit you. You're higher than that. You're more worthy of that. And this requires a certain self-respect you have for yourself. You're setting better boundaries. You're standing up for yourself by not taking in the voice of those critical inner voices or outer voices that try to get you down. That self-respect is necessary for healthy self-esteem. And that's very important. And to appreciate yourself. Yes, appreciate yourself. And the hischatzus idea, that every day brings a chance for you to draw in a breath, kick off your shoes and step out and dance, is one way someone put it. But the idea being kind to yourself, non-judgmental. Now, non-judgmental here, again, is different than the non-judgmental of the world. Non-judgmental of the world is, oh, a terrorist, poor childhood. Meanwhile, they're killing and raping and murdering, or poor Nazi, what trauma they had as a kid. That's an idiotic stupidity, non-judgmental. Then on Risham Gemurim, on evil, you are judgmental. What it means here, non-judgmental, is on normal human flaws, on difficult things that you went through that's understandable, that yes, you need to correct. You got to know right from wrong. Right is right and wrong is wrong. But you're non-judgmental, meaning that it's pasnished, right? It's your soul that's above that. And that you have to love yourself. You have to give yourself encouragement. Accept yourself that way. And from that, you can build yourself and move forward. Bracha v'atzlacha.